Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Welcome back to Blooming English. Today, we're talking about something you've probably heard in conversations a lot, the weather. Now, you might be wondering, why do people talk about the weather so much? Well, let me explain. Talking about the weather is one of the most common ways to start a conversation in English, especially if you're meeting someone for the first time or just want to be polite. It's what we call small talk. Small talk means having a light, simple conversation about things that aren't too serious. It helps people connect and feel comfortable when they don't know each other very well. The weather is a perfect topic for this because everyone experiences it and it's always changing. Think about it. Everyone has something to say about the weather. It could be sunny, rainy, hot, or cold. No matter what, you can always mention it to start a friendly conversation. For example, if you meet someone at a bus stop or in an elevator, you can say something like, "It's really sunny today, isn't it?" Or, "Wow, it's so cold this morning." Simple, right? You don't need to know the person well to talk about the weather. And since it's something we all deal with, people usually respond easily. Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever noticed how much people talk about the weather in English-speaking countries? This is especially true in places like the UK. In the UK, the weather changes a lot, so people love to talk about it. It's almost like a national habit. For example, you might hear someone say, "It's raining again," or "What a beautiful day." It's just a natural way to keep a conversation going. So remember, if you're ever in an English-speaking country or speaking English with someone new, you can always talk about the weather. It's easy, it's polite, and it works in almost any situation. And speaking of situations, in the next part of the show, we're going to learn some useful weather words and phrases that will help you join in these conversations. But before that, just keep this in mind. Talking about the weather isn't just about the rain or the sun. It's about making a connection, starting a conversation, and being friendly. Okay, let's move on to the next segment. All right. Now that we know why talking about the weather is so common, let's move on to some basic weather vocabulary. These are simple words and phrases that will help you describe the weather in everyday conversations. Let's start with some common weather words. These are words you can use to describe what the weather is like today. Listen carefully, and I'll give you examples for each one. First, we have sunny. You can say it's sunny today. This means the sun is shining, and there aren't many clouds in the sky. So if you wake up and see a bright, clear sky, you can say it's a sunny day. Next is cloudy. When the sky is full of clouds, we say it's cloudy. You can also say it's overcast, which means the sky is completely covered by clouds and there's no sun. So if you look outside and the sky is gray, you can say it's cloudy or it's overcast. Now let's talk about rainy. When it's raining, you can simply say it's raining. But if it's only a little bit of rain, just light drops, you can say, it's drizzling. Drizzle means light rain. So if it's not pouring down but still wet outside, you could say, it's drizzling right now. And when it's snowing, you can say, it's snowing. Snow is, of course, frozen water that falls from the sky in cold weather. If it's winter and you see snowflakes outside, you know exactly what to say. It's snowing. Next is windy. When there's a lot of wind, you can say, it's windy today. Wind is the air moving quickly, so if you see trees shaking or feel strong air on your face, you can say, it's really windy right now. Another useful word is humid. This means the air feels wet and heavy, but it's not raining. You might feel sweaty or sticky when the weather is humid. For example, in tropical countries, the weather can often be hot and humid. You can say, it's really humid today. And finally, we have foggy. Fog is when the air is so thick that you can't see very far, almost like clouds are touching the ground. When it's foggy, you can say it's very foggy this morning. Let's go over those again just to make sure you remember them. Sunny, The sun is shining. It's sunny today. Cloudy. There are lots of clouds. It's cloudy right now. Rainy. It's raining. It's raining outside. Drizzling. It's raining lightly. It's just drizzling. Snowy. It's snowing. It's snowy today. Windy. There's a lot of wind. It's very windy. Humid. The air feels wet and heavy. It's really humid today. Foggy. You can't see far because the air is thick. It's foggy this morning. Great. Now you know some basic words to describe the weather. Let's take it a step further and talk about how we describe temperature, how hot or cold it is. When it's really hot outside, you can say, "It's so hot today." You can also say it's warm, if it's not too hot, but just a little bit hot. For example, it's a warm afternoon. On the other hand, when the weather is cold, you can say, "It's cold outside." And if it's really cold, like freezing cold, you can say it's freezing today. Another word for cold is chilly, which means it's cold but not too bad. You can say, "It's chilly this morning." If the temperature is not too hot and not too cold, you can say, "It's mild today." Mild means the weather feels comfortable. It's in the middle, not extreme. So, if the weather is just right, you can say it's a mild day. Let's repeat those temperature words again. Hot. It's hot today. Warm. It's a warm afternoon. Cold. It's cold outside. Freezing. It's freezing this morning. Chilly. It's chilly today. Mild. It's mild today. All right, now you have a great set of words and phrases to describe both the weather and the temperature. You can use these in everyday conversations, and they're perfect for talking about the weather with friends or even strangers. In the next part of the show, we'll talk about how to start a conversation using these words and how to respond when someone talks about the weather with you. So stay tuned. Now that we've learned the basic weather words, let's talk about how to use them in a conversation. Talking about the weather is a great way to start a friendly chat, and it's super common in English-speaking countries. I'm going to show you some simple ways to start and keep a conversation going using weather talk. Let's start with some examples of how to start a conversation about the weather. One easy way is to make a comment about what you see or feel. For example, you can say, "It's a beautiful day, isn't it?" This is a very friendly and common way to start talking to someone. You're just making a nice observation about the weather, and the other person can agree with you. Another example is if the weather is not so nice. You could say, "Wow, it's really cold today," or "It's been raining all day." These are simple statements that invite the other person to respond. You can also ask a question. For example, you could say, "How's the weather where you are?" or "Is it raining where you are?" This is especially useful if you're talking to someone on the phone or in a different city or country. Let's try a few more examples. "It's so windy today. It's really hot this week, isn't it? The weather is great today." These are all simple ways to start a conversation about the weather. And as you can see, they work whether the weather is good or bad. Now, what happens next? After you make your comment or ask your question, the other person will usually respond. Here are some common responses to weather talk. If you say, "It's a beautiful day," the other person might agree and say, "Yes, it's perfect." Or if you say, "It's really cold today," they might respond, "I know, it's freezing." Let's look at a few examples of how you can respond when someone talks about the weather. If someone says, "It's sunny today," you can say, "Yes, it's so nice." If someone says, "It's been raining all day," you could say, "Yeah, I'm getting tired of the rain." These are agreement responses, where you're just agreeing with what the other person said. You don't need to say much, just a few words to keep the conversation going. But what if you want to add more? You can say something about your own experience with the weather. For example, if someone says, "It's really hot today," you could say, "Yes, it's hotter than it was yesterday." Or if they say, "It's so windy," you can add, "I almost lost my hat in the wind this morning." These kinds of responses help keep the conversation interesting and give the other person something to respond to. You can also ask a follow-up question to keep the conversation going. For example, "Do you like this kind of weather? Is this normal weather for this time of year?" These kinds of questions help extend the conversation beyond just one or two sentences. It invites the other person to share their thoughts or experiences. Let's go over a quick example of a conversation. Person 1. It's really sunny today, isn't it? Person 2. Yes, it's such a nice change from last week. Person 1. Yeah, last week was so rainy. I'm glad the sun is out now. Person 2. Me too. Do you like sunny weather, or do you prefer cooler days? See how it flows? Starting with a simple comment about the weather can lead to a longer, kept friendly conversation. It's an easy way to connect with someone, whether you're talking to a friend, a coworker, or even a stranger. So to sum up, you can start by making a comment about the weather or asking a question. Then you can respond by agreeing, adding more, or asking a follow-up question. These simple techniques will help you feel more comfortable starting conversations in English, especially with weather talk. In the next segment, we'll have a little fun and learn some weather-related idioms, phrases that use weather words but mean something different from the actual weather. Stay tuned!
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Now that you know how to start a conversation about the weather, let's have some fun with idioms. Idioms are phrases that don't always mean exactly what the words say. English has lots of idioms that use weather words, but their meanings are often not about the weather at all. Let's go over a few common weather-related idioms. I'll explain what they mean and give you examples of how to use them. The first idiom is under the weather. If someone says, "I'm feeling under the weather," it doesn't mean the weather is bad. It actually means they're feeling sick or not well. So if you're not feeling your best, you can say, "I'm feeling a bit under the weather today." Here's an example in conversation. Person 1, "Hey, you don't look so good. Are you okay?" Person 2, "Yeah, I'm just feeling a bit under the weather today." The next idiom is raining cats and dogs. This is a fun one. If it's raining cats and dogs, it means it's raining very heavily. There's a lot of rain. It doesn't mean animals are falling from the sky. So if it's raining really hard outside, you can say it's raining cats and dogs. For example, "I forgot my umbrella and now it's raining cats and dogs." Our third idiom is every cloud has a silver lining. This one is more positive. It means that even in a bad situation, something good can happen. The cloud is the problem or difficult situation, but the silver lining is the good part that comes after. For example, if you lose your job but then find a better one, you can say, "Every cloud has a silver lining." Here's how you might hear it in conversation. Person 1, "I was really disappointed when I didn't get that job." Person 2, "I'm sorry to hear that, but remember, every cloud has a silver lining. You might find something even better soon." Let's go over those idioms again. Under the weather, feeling sick, "I'm feeling under the weather today." Raining cats and dogs, raining very heavily, "It's raining cats and dogs outside." Every cloud has a silver lining. Even in bad times, something good can happen. Every cloud has a silver lining. Idioms are tricky because you can't understand them just by looking at the words. They have special meanings, and they're often used in everyday conversation to make language more colorful or interesting. So, if you hear these phrases, now you'll know what they mean. Let's practice using one of these idioms in a quick dialogue. Listen carefully to how it fits in the conversation. Person 1, "Did you see the weather? It's raining cats and dogs." Person 2, "Yeah, I got soaked on the way here." See how easy it is to use an idiom in a casual conversation? It can make you sound more fluent and natural when speaking English. All right, now that you know some fun weather idioms, you can try using them in your conversations. They're a great way to add personality and humor to your English. In our final segment, we're going to talk about how weather conversations can be different in various English-speaking countries. So stay tuned. Now that we've covered some useful weather vocabulary and fun idioms, let's talk about how people in different English-speaking countries talk about the weather. While weather is a universal topic, the way people discuss it can vary depending on where you are. Let's start with the United Kingdom, where talking about the weather is almost a national pastime. The weather in the UK changes a lot, so people often talk about it as a way to make small talk, especially when meeting someone new. Because it can be sunny in the morning and raining in the afternoon, you might hear someone say, "Typical British weather." This means the weather is unpredictable, and people in the UK are used to it. In the UK, you might hear people say things like, "It's a bit chilly today, isn't it?" Chilly means cold, but not freezing. "Looks like it's going to rain again." People often talk about rain in the UK because it rains quite a lot. Now, let's move to the United States, where weather can be very different depending on the region. In some places like California, people might talk about the sunny, warm weather, while in the Midwest, they might mention cold winters or hot summers. Americans often like to talk about extreme weather, whether it's really hot, really cold, or stormy. You might hear someone say, "It's a scorcher today." This means it's extremely hot. Or in the winter, "It's freezing outside." In some parts of the US, you might also hear people talking about the weather forecast, the prediction for the weather in the coming days. People love to check the forecast so they can plan their week. For example, you might hear, "The forecast says it's going to rain tomorrow. They say it'll be sunny all weekend." In Australia, people are also used to talking about hot weather, especially during the summer, which happens at the opposite time of year compared to countries in the Northern Hemisphere. Australians might say, "It's boiling today." This means it's extremely hot. Or, if it's really sunny, "It's a ripper of a day." A ripper means a great day, so this is a fun, positive way to describe beautiful weather. In Australia, people also deal with storms, especially in tropical areas, so you might hear things like, "There's a big storm coming in this afternoon." Finally, let's talk about Canada, where people experience some of the coldest winters in the English-speaking world. In Canada, people often talk about snow and cold weather, especially during the long winter months. You might hear, "We got a lot of snow last night. It's minus 20 degrees today." This means 20 degrees below zero, and it's really cold. In colder countries like Canada, people are also very interested in how the weather will change. For example, they might say, "When is it going to warm up?" Or, "The snow is finally starting to melt." That's it for today's episode of Blooming English. I hope you enjoyed learning how to talk about the weather and picked up some useful phrases and idioms to use in your conversations. Remember, weather is a great topic for small talk and an easy way to start practicing your English with confidence. So next time you meet someone, whether it's in person or online, don't hesitate to talk about the weather. It's a simple, natural way to connect with others, and now you have all the tools you need to keep the conversation going. If you want to learn more, join us online for lessons, self-study materials, and more. Join our school and watch your English bloom.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.